Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, it was a record-setting day for Wall Street on Tuesday, up over 2,000 points. Commodity prices went up as well. On Tuesday's edition of Farm Talk, Mick Hare visited with Frayne Olson, the NDSU Extension Grain Market Specialist. Mick and Frayne talked about what's going on with the markets in these crazy times.
Let's kind of analyze what happened in the markets here. We'll continue our marketing discussion with North Dakota State University Extension Grain Marketing Specialist, Frayne Olson. Hello, Frayne.
Hey, how's it going, Mick?
Well, not bad, all things considered. How about with you?
About the same. Given the conditions, it's, you know, hanging in there.
Yeah. Now, you're the grain marketing specialist. You're not much, supposed to talk about the macroeconomic conditions and how they affect a microeconomic situation like the grain markets. But, man, today, yeah, if the Senate and House can get together and come up with this $2 trillion stimulus package to help the economy, save the economy, I guess, and then include $30 billion to $50 billion for agriculture, that should help farmers quite a bit, shouldn't it?
It should, yeah. And again, the two packages would be obviously targeting two different issues. You know, the bigger package, the $2 trillion one, I mean, that's a very broad-based, not only looking or trying to support those that have been losing their jobs now because of the shutdowns, but also trying to provide some longer-term support for particular industries. So, that, I mean, obviously that would be important for the general economy, our general domestic demand, you know, for the products that we buy and sell within our country. The ag stuff is really targeting the agricultural issues. And again, we don't have a lot of details on what that might look like, obviously, because it's still under debate and consideration, but that would definitely be helpful, and especially given, again, the drop in grain and livestock prices that we've seen as a result of the COVID-19 issues and the shutdowns. It's impacting our entire economy, you know, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's a TARP. The package would extend extraordinary, unprecedented taxpayer assistance for 4 months, keeping people basically employed for 4 months. That's going to cost a lot. But between now and then, farmers are going to plant and likely harvest some crops. You've been telling producers, don't change your plans.
Yeah, and again, so there's a couple different ways of looking at this, and I've been trying to, again, factor in all the different dynamics and things going on right now, and it gets confusing. But when, first off, if you were to look right now today at the price relationship, say between corn, soybeans, and spring wheat, for new crop, so for harvest delivery, those price relationships really aren't sending any strong signals. We need more corn and less soybeans, or vice versa, or we suddenly need a whole bunch more spring wheat. So when we look at the futures market today, given all the information we know, you know, the price relationships are not telling farmers to shift their planting intentions, at least not, you know, again, not outside what we normally would see. But then I also take a step back and caution people that, you know, the futures markets, not only for the grains and the meats, but also for crude oil and even the stock market, in today's environment, we have a very short planning horizon. And as a result, whenever we get new pieces of news, the markets tend to overreact. They tend to take that almost to the extreme. And so we're going to see a lot of volatility based on the new news is coming into the marketplace.
Again, that's Frayne Olson, the NDSU Extension Grain Marketing Specialist. This is Inside Agriculture.